my preparation for speaking today and in the last couple months is been getting less and less. I've been not able to think about it like greater and greater. So, I hardly know what I'm going to say today. I get God's plan, but I don't get to think about it. I'm sure the sermons I'm saying are getting better, but it feels like they're getting worse. But I have a feeling they're getting better. Apostle he served God with his spirit in the gospel of Islam. And he said to the Philippians, he said, we are true circumcision that worship God in spirit and in truth and put no confidence in the flesh. So Paul said that he served God with his spirit and that he worshipped God with his spirit. And when you were created by God, you were made body, soul and spirit. The spirit's the inside of your spiritual person. And then your soul, your mind, will and emotions are the outside of your spiritual person. And then that soul with the spirit as its center inhabits your body. 200 years ago, monks used to try to worship God with a body. You know, they got it wrong. Going around in like hair shirts to purposely, make the skin itchy. They suffer things in their body so they can serve God. They got it wrong. Established church generally says you should worship God. You should give it your all in reading the word of God. You should give it your all in worship. You should give it your all in trying to do the right thing before God. What they encourage you to do is to serve God with your soul, serve God with your mind, serve God with your emotions, serve God with your will. So when you do worship, go for it. When you read your Bible, go for it. When you live life, go for it. Try to ask yourself, what would Jesus do in every single situation? They encourage you to serve God with your soul, but they've got it wrong as well, because your body, soul and spirit, everybody knows nowadays, your crew, you're not meant to serve God with your body and that's it. But they don't quite know, you're not meant to serve God straight with your soul, because according to Paul, your spirit's born again, but your soul is not born again. So you're not meant to serve God with a bit of you that's not born again, because that's sinful. So according to Paul, he serves God with his spirit in the gospel of his son. He worships God. He said, we are the true circumcision, those that worship God in spirit and in truth and put no confidence in the flesh. He said he worships God in his spirit and he puts no confidence in his flesh, which is his mind, his will and emotions included. So when you were born again, your spirit was made in union with Christ. Only your spirit was made in union with Christ. Your spirit died with Christ, got raised with Christ. Your spirit was born again. But your mind wasn't born again, otherwise you would not have had any thoughts that look like they break the law. And your emotions weren't born again. Otherwise you would never feel stressed about God, about anything to do with God looking after you. And your will was not born again, otherwise you'd have absolutely no problem in keeping the law completely. So your mind, will and emotions weren't born again. So Paul says he serves God in his spirit, which makes sense. He serves God with his born again bit. You serve God with your spirit if you acknowledge that your spirit is born again, but your flesh is not born again, and you would do what Paul does and reckon yourself dead to sin. You don't try to make your flesh conform to the law. If you don't try to make your flesh conform to the law and know that you were born again in your spirit, you are already righteous, you were made holy before God. God is already pleased with you because of you. He's already made you righteous. And you've put off your sinful flesh, and you don't need to serve God by keeping your sinful flesh under control. And the Holy Spirit bears his fruits of self-control in you, but it's not your job to put yourself under the law and try to make your flesh conform to the law by putting yourself under it. If you know you're righteous before God, and you reckon yourself dead to sin, then you stand upon the righteousness of God and you don't put yourself under the law, and then the Holy Spirit outworks God's fruit in you to the max. So that's how you serve God with your spirit. You just acknowledge that you're already righteous. You don't have to please God with your flesh. And then the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus overrides your sinful flesh according to the grace given to you, and you bear the fruit in your ministry with a teacher, pastor, prophet, evangelist, according to the grace that God's given you. When you do that, when you stand up on the righteousness of God, and you trust in that and you walk around, your mind, will and emotions follow what you do. So you end up serving God with your emotions, because you don't have to worship God, but you know you want to worship God, and you end up worshiping God because you know you want to rather than you have to. And when you know you want to, and then you try to spend that desire, then you do actually worship God. So you actually end up praising God with your emotions and your mind, and you actually, in a secondary way, serve God with your soul, with your emotions. But you're not meant to try to serve God with your soul, and that's, you're meant to serve God with your spirit, and then serving Him with your soul and your body follows. The thing you're meant to do, that's what I've encouraged you to do, that's what you do. The other thing that I want to say, which does fit into this, is that it says in the Word of God, my soul finds rest in God alone. That's the thing that I want to talk about. Your soul only finds rest in God. So I've told you how your spirit finds rest in God, in God's provision for you through the gospel. So when you stand upon the righteousness of God, you're where you're meant to be. You're standing in the truth of what God's provided for you. You're standing in the righteousness given to you by God. That's your position. That's where you stand. When you stand in that, and then you spend the desires that God gives you to worship Him or to do your ministry, then serving Him with your soul and your body follows. The thing that I wanted to speak about is the milk and the meat of the gospel, which I've given to you. You're righteous by faith and you stay righteous. That gives your spirit rest. That gives you rest, the sense of you rest. That gives you rest. Your soul, your mind, will and emotions, which Satan tries to entice and fulfill with other things. The Word of God says your soul can only find rest in God alone, because your soul was designed by God. So your mind can only find rest in God. Your emotions can only find rest in God, and your will can only find rest in God. And that's what I want to speak to you about. I've already told you how your spirit can find rest in God, but I want to talk about how your soul can find rest in God. And I said it really, your soul finds rest in God alone. That's the only word that God is going to use. So what that means is your mind can only get rest from God. It can't get rest from anywhere else. Your emotions can only get rest from God. They can't get rest from anywhere else. Your will, it can only get rest from God. It can't get rest from anywhere else. That's why this whole bit of me speaking is all about this one thing, because basically, if this thing's true, then anything else that's competing with you, for saying to you, you can have rest in your mind, you can have rest in your emotions, you can have rest in your will, if it's saying that the answer is anything else to do with apart from God, then it's just false. You can't. So if there's a situation that's a job, family that's distressing you, and like it's on your mind, the only way that you can have rest from that in your mind is through God. There's nowhere else you can get rest from. You try to sort it out yourself, but you won't get proper rest. That's just the way it works. You know, if you feel not peaceful or upset by relating to somebody else, the only way you can get rest for your emotions, like and feel nice, is through God. And you can't get it anywhere else. So, you know, it's a simple fact, and I've stated it already, that's it. I want to say practically how you can do it. So I probably, I think I've been told to say, you know, two things which I've been told to do. These are things that work. So I think if you find yourself in a stressful situation, and you're like, feel that your mind doesn't feel rested, there's something on your mind and it's like you want rest for your mind, the thing to do is you just go straight up to God. You can spend time speaking to God about it, but what I found is I only have to decide to stop and face Him. And like, if I stop, sort of find a place that I definitely have decided that I'm going to relate to Him in some way about this thing, as soon as I like have a look at it, which means go up to Him and go, just about to converse, like I already know it, knows the whole lot. I can't tell Him the whole lot, you know, and maybe God, when you're telling Him, can tell you the solution to the thing that He's got in mind for you. But what I found is you don't even need to tell Him the whole thing. And there's a shortcut, and I've just been taking the shortcut, and there's a shortcut is basically you know, I tell you, it happened with me tonight, so I said, you know, the thing was, what am I going to say? And then, so basically, what happened was, I went, I would look at Him, and then I went, like, I'll do what you want me to do. So I'm just telling you the shortcut. If you go up to God about anything that you feel stressed about, all you have to do is have a look at Him and tell Him that you'll do what He wants you to do. Because there's a long way you can talk to Him about it, and then you can say, well, there's a long way you talk to Him about it. In Him talking to you, the place He wants to get you to is for you to say you'll do what He wants you to do. So, you know, I just said, I'll do what you want me to do. And then I was told to say about this. So I'm just telling you the very quick way. I told you that your spirit finds rest in God alone, your soul finds rest in God alone, and then this is practical what to do if you feel like your mind's not completely rested about something, and it's just to go up to God and tell Him that regarding the thing, you'll do what He wants you to do. That's all you need to do. That's the place He wants to get you to every single time. Because you know, some of the things you go, I'll do what you want to do, and you ask you, I don't want you to do anything. This is completely on. You know, I don't want you to do anything. You know, but most of the time, it's I have got something planned for you. It's the next step for you. And you know, if you want, God can either sort the whole thing out himself, nothing to do with you. Or it can be a thing where He actually uses you to do the next thing in the thing that's going on. And in that case, all you need to do is find out what you're meant to do next. So you go into Him saying, I'll do what you want me to do, is you're saying, like, I trust you about the plan, God. You've already thought about this before I came to you, and just, I'm ready to do the next thing. And that's all He wants you to do. If He's going to use you, He only wants you to do what the next thing down. He doesn't need to tell you what the second, third thing is. So what I'm saying is an extremely powerful thing. You just go up to God and say, regarding the situation, go, I'll do what He wants to do. And then He'll get back to you straight away. Do this thing. Yeah, that's it. Oh yeah, I'm told to tell you a second thing. Which is a bit of a shorter version than that. Well, if a particular situation's arisen and you know you wanna address it. The other thing is if you've got a day where you get up in the morning and you can't quite see how you're gonna make it to the end of the day because there's a few tricky things. This is the one that works. You can have a long conversation with God, say, God, this is one concern about it. You can do the long way around. The short way around is, God, you sustained me yesterday, you'll sustain me today. Just tell him, like, you're not being cheeky, you know, that thing works. It quickly covers everything, because you say, I know, I acknowledge that everything I did yesterday, you sustained me, you upheld me with your hand. When I made my footsteps, I actually, you were putting out your hands, I was stepping in your hand like a crowd surfing thing. You know, you can say, I acknowledge that yesterday all my steps were, you upheld each step. And you can say, you sustained me yesterday, and you'll sustain me today. Which is like, that's a statement, it's a massive amount of faith. You just go, God, you say to God, you acknowledge that he's got a path for you to walk out today. And like that thing just works. It just works because that's the most thing you can do. You go up to God and go, you go, God, you will sustain me today. So you're not asking him to, you're saying, I know that you've got a plan. Because I'm saying you will sustain me today, you're obviously up for it. You're not even asking him to tell you it, you're just declaring. You sustained me yesterday, you'll sustain me today. Of course you will. You just declare it to him, it's a massive thing. And then he just sorts the whole thing out. So, basically, I've talked to extreme shortcuts to you've got a day that looks complicated, or you've got a situation that looks complicated. They're shortcuts. The day looks complicated, you just go, you sustain me yesterday, you'll sustain me today. And then the situation that looks complicated, you go, I'll do what you want me to do. And I'm telling you, they both work. Like, that's it.